Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Green family, it's amazing what they did, how they stood up for what was right, for their beliefs.
Yes.
And because they stood up, now we can all stand up for and benefit from one family's declaring, I can't do this. God blessed us. How many people? I mean, think about it. What happened was the Green family said about their employees, they have a business called the Hobby Lobbies, and we're talking about the Hobby Lobby. And they just said, you know, God blessed us. God's the one that gave us the ability to get wealth. To do what you're talking about would be an offense to him, so we just can't do it. And that'd be beautiful to have folks like that. Mm-hmm. It just stands up, you know. It's time for us to stand up and just say, you know, I'm sorry, Mr. Power Company, but I can't give you my tithe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this God's given me what I've got. I'm going to honor you with my first fruits. I don't care, Mr. Mortgage Man, you know, cable payment, really, people are saying they can't honor God with. And it's like, that's what they did. They just said, listen, we're willing to pay our whole business down. How easy is it for us to just say, you know what, God, I'm going to give you my first fruits. And that's mm-hmm. what happened. That's what happened with the Green family. So we'll be talking about that. Also, we'll be talking about gratitude. You think about, there's nothing more appetizing to our spirit than people who are grateful. When people are grateful, you just want to be able, when you give them something and they're grateful about it and they're really sincerely grateful, it just makes you want to, like, I want to do something else for them.
Hmm.
And if us being evil know how to do this, how much more does God know how to give good gifts to us and be, you know, to us to show some gratitude? And so we're going to talk about gratitude today, because part of abiding with the Lord, the first thing we should talk about when we come to spend time with God is not I need, I want, and, you know, some, you know, demands from God. It should be just gratitude. Because he says, enter my gates with gratitude, with thanksgiving. Just be grateful. Just show up. First, I know you got some issues, got some things you're dealing with. I see what's happening in your marriage. I see what's happening in your business. My eyes go to and fro. I see all that stuff's going on. But just be thankful and be grateful. And we'll talk about it. Plus also that when Paul writes to the Church of Rome, he says, listen, if you fail to be grateful to God and to acknowledge him, then you're going to be turned over. So it's not just a good idea. God expects us to be grateful. And he knows that, think about it, you're healthier when you're grateful. And so we're going to talk about gratitude today. And so I'm very excited about these things. But first, we want to be able to mention the Green family. John, talk to us about this amazing family.
Well, you know, the Green family, of course, we spoke about, they're the owners of the Hobby Lobby chain store. You know, the first time I came across David Green and actually heard him spoke was at an Anointed for Business conference many years ago. Mm-hmm. And in this Anointed for Business...
Put on by Ward Simpson, right?
Ward Simpson,
that's right.
And what was excellent about that
one
is
one of
that,
our sponsors, right?
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Pensacola Auto Depot.
Yes.
We need a vehicle.
Be sure to
go visit Ward and Sean. They definitely can help you out. In fact, all three of us have purchased vehicles.
That's right.
From
yes,
Ward. And
because we trust Ward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We trust him. You can purchase a vehicle from him. Well, he put this conference together, and one of the things that the Lord told David Green was that he needed to be closed on Sundays, all of his stores. And he said, okay, and kind of just, well, did I hear from God? And so he kind of waited, and what he started realizing is that his numbers were going down and down and down. And finally he said, okay, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna obey. I'm going to close my door on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing that, and he saw almost...
So this is the Green family?
This is the Green family. Their business just started to just increase.
How can you do less business and make more money?
Well, when you just obey God, it just happens. You know what I mean? When you just...
Isn't that people's greatest fear? Is like, if I don't have enough already,
right,
and I take the first 10% of that and give it to God, doesn't that mean I have less than that less that I had?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not true, is it?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Wow. He proved it.
He proved it.
Wow.
He proved it. Now their business, I mean, they're just... You go into any Hobby Lobby, I mean, they have everything. It's packed out. They have great prices. They have friendly service. And they're paying their employees, I mean, a really great salary. He wants them to be blessed.
With health care.
With health care, $14 an hour. And you were talking in a previous segment about holding the line, about people in America, Christians, willing to stand for our country, stand for God. And this family, alone, because it could have been other businesses that could have stood up. They were the very first ones right from the beginning to say, no, we are not going to supply abortion pills or any kind of...
anything that ends the life of a child.
Anything like that. We're just not going to do that, period. This is God's blessings with this business. It started in a garage in their house.
Because they believe that life begins at conception.
Correct.
So at that point, anything that messes with the conception on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like 20-something other methods that they've provided. They provide every form of health care to their people. They've always done that. Just mm-hmm. They just don't have death care.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? They have health care, but not death care.
So, just, you know, we just got news from the Supreme Court that basically upheld, said, you know what, they don't have to do it. You do not have to supply this to your, you know, to your employees. In fact, the a lot of the other religious organizations like the universities,
Catholic Social Services,
everyone wanted the benefiting from this major stand, but they were facing $15,000 a day in fines per day. And they were willing to say, no, hey, if we lose it, we lose it, but we're just not going to do that.
We think about this mandate and what they said. The Supreme Court judge said this. A judge has said that you can run through the streets, you can open businesses, and you can shout, Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
So really what this has revealed to us, not just what the Green family has done, it reveals that our lack of acknowledging God in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because this case proved, there's been nothing holding you back but you.
That's right.
You're saying that you don't want to bring Jesus up at the workplace? You know, we have Jay Sekulow on every day talking mm-hmm. about you can bring him up. His stand for God in this nation, proven to be constitutionally correct, means how come we're not standing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How come I don't have Jesus as Lord over my business? How come I'm not taking care of my employees? How come I'm opening, you know, business on Sunday and I'm telling my workers, you can't go to church on but that's the day they go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking, doesn't it kind of indict the whole Church of America? Because he just revealed what the enemy said we didn't have, which is freedom to worship God freely, to evangelize and to have faith, even with your company and your business. Mm-hmm. That's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a interview that the Beckett Fund made available for us. We want you to watch this, but you'll be able to hear from David and his wife firsthand and how they feel about what has just transpired.
The Supreme Court reaffirmed what our family has always believed, that America is a country founded on and sustained by religious liberty. It's been a long journey, but an important one for our family and for those who wish to be guided in all areas of life, including their businesses, by faith and conscience. We are truly thankful for a decision that allowed us to continue operating our family business according to our principles. And one of those principles is gratitude. And we are deeply grateful to our employees, to our customers, to the many, many individuals from all walks of life who have shown their support through word, action, and prayer. We thank God for his many blessings and ask for his continued grace to shine on our nation.
That is so... Wow. Awesome.
Powerful.
Mrs. Green. She's
Mrs.
grateful.
Green. Yeah.
She expresses gratitude. And wow, that was something.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like the America that we remembered.
Yeah.
And restoring her is very important. And you can restore. I mean, some people don't. They don't want to buy something that needs restoration. Just give me something already done already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people even buy jeans that look worn. That are brand new.
Speaking about restoration, if you are in the Gulf Coast area, you want to go to Sue's Vintage Market because they specialize in restoring and distressed all kinds of furniture. And I was just in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some of the most awesome, unique pieces of furniture you could think of. I mean, just not anything you'll find anywhere else. But they take their very best and they just restore things to, I mean, just really beautiful stuff.
I mean, think how bland furnishing normally is, and you can get a piece like that in your home. It just kind of gives a focal point and all that. So yeah, make sure and to find out how to get to her, go to vfntv.com and click on sponsors there. But yeah, this is amazing how they just stood up and made this impact on our nation. Now imagine two people standing up. Imagine three people standing up. And then, you know, when I was listening to a clip of news from, they say he's a comedian, but I don't know.
Did you laugh?
Yeah, but they were talking about a particular politician's faith, you know, that he's agnostic or he's an atheist. And and in that, they said, well, he went to church. And this agnostic comedian says, well, he only did that because he had to do that to be able to win the vote.
Yeah.
This is what this atheist agnostic just revealed to you, that there's more of you than there are of agnostics. Because to win the vote means you got to have the majority of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he revealed in that is you've got to convince people, because the most people in America want to acknowledge God. Most people claim to be Christians in America. And if you want their vote, you're going to have to look like one. And so, which means whether they are or not, or whether that's what they're pandering to, understand that means if we stand up like the Green family, there's more of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear Alan Barton talk about from Wall Builders, and hopefully there's a related link to this, and you go to the VFN Torch, that, you know, most Christians don't vote. They don't even vote.
Mm.
And it's like domino effect. If you vote for if a person that's in your value system, then they're gonna appoint somebody who's in your value system. They're gonna put people on committees that has your value system. They're gonna put justices in place who will judge over you, just like what happened with the Green family. These are appointed judges appointed by presidents. And so I forget how something like 34% or 40 something. I don't know what the number is, but it's a huge number of Christians. And just if all the people who profess to be Christians will abide, spend time in God's word, and talk to folks about what their value system is, and set money aside as you're talking about it, because you can't let money trump your value system, because if you let money trump it, then money's your God. And then talk about jobs and all, and realizing that God blesses the work of our hands. I mean, think about it. That's why this atheist, agnostic, can you believe that? Comedian in the same. Anyway, said that, he said, and he's defending this particular person that he says is agnostic, who is a big political leader right now in America, that the only reason he went to a church was to be able to, and he said he didn't even show up anyway, he said was to win the vote, because he couldn't have won it without that, which means there's more of you Christians than there are of those who are not. So we just need to stand up like the Green family and say, you know, this is right. When we get back from this break, we have some more on the Green family. We need to celebrate this family who stood up. And one way to celebrate it is go there and get some of that good stuff to put around your house and thank them. Thank their employees for standing up. And they are a light, have been a light, but are a light shining around our nation. We are talking about and celebrating the Green family. And there was an interview with the Green family. We're just finding out a little bit more. We just heard about how grateful they are after the ruling. But John, talk to us about this.
Yes, this is. We have a great video for you. We've been talking about the Green family. You're going to hear more about their life story. They started out in a 300-square-foot store. You've got to see this.
In 1970, with only $600 and unwavering faith, David and Barbara Green of Oklahoma began a small business out of their garage. With the help of their children, the Greens built picture frames and sold them to local craft stores. 2 years later, the Green family opened their first Hobby Lobby store. Today, the family-owned business employs 28,000 people in more than 500 stores from coast to coast.
Our faith was very important in our starting this company, because we've had a real sense, Barbara and I, that God had this purpose in our life, and it was something other than what we were doing.
Since the beginning, Hobby Lobby has remained a privately owned, family-run company, dedicated to operating all aspects of its business according to its faith.
We believe that the principles that are taught scripturally are what we should operate our lives by, and so it naturally flows over into the business.
That the Greens live out their faith is seen in their generous treatment of their employees.
Some of the ways we do that is we closed on Sundays.
We try to close earlier at 8 o'clock. We're only open 66 hours a week. For a business like us, it's very unusual. We don't know of anybody else like that at our size.
The Greens' generous spirit is further demonstrated in the fact that the company pays full-time entry-level employees 90% above minimum wage and devotes a very large portion of its profits to a broad array of charities. 3 years ago, the Greens' principles were put to a difficult test when the federal government mandated that they and their family businesses provide 4 potentially life-terminating contraceptive drugs and devices through their employee health plan. This mandate conflicted with the Greens' deeply held religious convictions. While the Green family has no objection to providing 16 of the 20 FDA-approved drugs and devices under the federal mandate, providing 4 of the drugs and devices that have the potential to terminate a life conflicts with their faith.
This is an issue of life, that we cannot be a part of taking life. And so to be in a situation where our government is telling us that we have to be is incredible.
I think that when I first heard about it, I was kind of confused as to why we would be told to do something that went against our faith. And, you know, our country, one of the great things about it is that it was founded on this idea of having religious freedom.
The Greens recognized they were being forced to either violate their religious beliefs or violate the law. That's a choice no American should have to make.
We don't want to sue our own government. That did not feel good. It's not something we want to do. But at the same time, we felt like a line was drawn in the sand, and we had to make a choice. And we didn't want to make that choice. And so we're asking the government now, please don't make us make that choice. Let's get on the same side of this issue. Please let us have our religious freedoms.
With the support of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, the Greens sued to protect those beliefs and won an injunction in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals.
That federal court decision said that they had a right to religious freedom and that the government had trampled on that right.
It has nothing to do with we don't care about women or we want to direct their lives or anything of that sort. We realize that people make their own choices and must follow their own beliefs as we want to follow our own beliefs.
People are saying that we're taking the rights from somebody. And there's no way we're taking anybody's rights away. It's our rights that are being infringed upon to require us to do something that's against our conscience.
The Greens' case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court, which is expected to make a decision this summer.
What's at stake here is whether you're able to keep your religious freedom when you open a family business, whether you can continue to live out your faith in the way that you live every aspect of your life.
It's not about whether women can take it or not. We're not trying to control that. We're just trying to control our participation in it.
Amazing. Totally amazing. When you see a family who loves God, who loves this country, and stood up for both. And it makes me think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said, if I was in any other country, it'd be different. But I'm in America. And that every man is to be treated equal. We just need to live up to what the papers say, the Constitution. And that's what the Green family said. They said, you know, we need to live up to what the Constitution says. And so that's just so important. So we celebrate the Green family, and that is an example for all of us. And what was proven in this court case is that there's nothing holding you back from honoring God with your mouth, with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think nothing's holding you back. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's like, man, dear Lord, help me just serve you and just boldly stand up for you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.